O'Connell and Swinney, ESPN 700. Brian Swinney here today. Robert Jackson, Andrew Gorns joining me. And we have the pleasure to have someone join the show that hasn't before. From Paramount Sports, professional handicapper Lee Sterling joins us. Lee, what's going on?
Well, pleasure to be on with you guys. I've been on in the market for many years. I'm glad to be back on and hopefully contributing and giving your listeners a lot of key info for them to watch heading into the games each weekend, and we'll have some fun with it also.
Yeah, we can do that. So let's start with one of the games. We've got a bunch of good games on tap this week. Let's start with Ohio State -2 versus Oklahoma in Norman. Good line there?
Yeah, and I think if this game was played in the middle of the year, I might look to Ohio State. But here's the problem with Ohio State here. They have 16 kids that are starters that have never played on the road and started. So they might be a little wide-eyed playing in Norman, a tough place to play the first game. Now, Oklahoma, whenever they're ranked number one, two, or three, it seems like they fall flat on their face, and they did already to Houston. But they face Tom Herman's, Houston's, spread offense. What are they going to face this week, 2 weeks later? Tom Herman's spread offense, which they've kept the exact same at Ohio State. So I think that benefits them. And I just think this is a team that, like I said, when they're under the radar, they play their best ball. I think the wrong team's favored. I think Oklahoma's going to knock off Ohio State in what is going to be a crazy year, 28-26.
Another team going on the road this week that is a favorite, Florida State -2.5 at Louisville. Louisville's been putting up some tremendous offensive numbers, but Florida State's already played a big game against Ole Miss. How do you see this one playing out?
Yeah, and Florida State's a really good team. They're like Michael Jordan. They usually cruise through the first half, and then they realize, okay, I've seen what this team can do, and now I'll pour it on. But here's the problem with Florida State. They're going up against a really good quarterback, Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson last year was only his fourth game ever starting, and I think he's come farther than maybe any quarterback that I've seen in a year throwing the football. So I think he is right now special and maybe even better than DeAndre Francois, who threw for over 400 yards against Ole Miss. So without star safety Derwin James for Florida State, I think Jackson's going to have some success there. You know, Florida State's going to have to run the football here, and Louisville's front seven, pretty stout, allowed just 3.3 yards per carry last year and had 38 sacks, and most of the key guys return again this year. Last 2 years, Louisville got off to quick starts and then fell apart in the second half. I think it's going to get turned around here. I think it's going to be tight at half, and then Louisville surges. I like Louisville to knock off Florida State 34-30.
Nebraska is going to host Oregon this week. Oregon traveling to Memorial Stadium to take on a team that's now will have sold out 350 straight games. But Nebraska -3, a little surprising to me that they're getting the 3 points or that they're giving up 3 points to Oregon, who I think is the better team. Oregon got a chance on the road?
I think that they do because Dakota Prokop, the quarterback, he looks like he's been playing in this offense for a long, long time. Usually it takes a couple years to you can, if you see your first receiver covered, you pick up your second and third receivers. He's doing it with regularity. He's not a kid that's real fast or real big or has a power arm, but I think he just does everything well. And their running back, Royce Freeman, is something special. So Nebraska's got a good quarterback with Armstrong, two good running backs with Newby and Ozebo, but I just think Oregon is more dynamic. And Mike Riley, he's played against and coached against this Oregon team at Oregon State for many years, but three of the last four times he faced Oregon, his defense has allowed 47, 48, and 49 points. That's not good. And people think of Oregon as a great home team. They're actually better on the road. 9-1 straight up the last 2 years as a visitor, and 4-0 against the spread as an underdog last year. I'm going to say the Ducks knock off Nebraska 35-31. Quack, quack.
That's Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports joining us here on O'Connell and Swinney on ESPN 700, the game that most of our listeners are probably going to be most interested in. Utah -13 on the road at San Jose State. A bit of a trap game for the Utes, or are they poised to beat that line?
Well, if the line was 20 or 25, I may not take it, but They're playing a San Jose State team. If you looked at the score, you saw 66-35 against Portland State. You say, okay, offense is pretty good, but they were helped out by 6 Portland State turnovers, the same number that Utah had last week. The Utes are not going to turn it over 6 times again. That's just not in their makeup. They may not have many great playmakers, but they're going to be solid. The weakness for San Jose State, their cornerbacks. I don't think they're going to be able to stay up with Utah's emerging wide receiver core here. And I know USC is on deck on Friday night, but still think Utah's the right side. I think they win this game 34-20.
Another local team, Utah State, they're going to play at home against Arkansas State, -9 for the Aggies. Will that hold?
Yeah, I've watched Arkansas State, and this is probably the most disappointing team I've seen this year. They had some really good guys coming back, and you watch them the first 2 weeks, and this is an absolutely listless team. How bad have they been on defense? They've allowed 631 yards per game. That's an average for 2 weeks here. Now, Mays is a question mark, the running back for Utah State with a knee injury, but their quarterback, Myers, this is where he's been effective against this level of competition. 22 touchdown passes, Pitt transfer, and Arkansas State quarterback Wojtek. He's yet to throw a touchdown pass. Doesn't seem to have grasped the offense. I like Utah State, 31-14.
And your game of the week this week is happening right out here in Provo. UCLA
-3.5
really against
good
BYU.
Matchup. BYU, it seems like their first 3 or 4 games every year, no one plays a schedule like they do. So get a treat. You get to see one of the best quarterbacks in the country come in, and Josh Rosen. You want to get this game, just be one of the first 10 callers. 800-400-9741. Again, the number, 800-400-9741. And got a special, a lot of people, they may not have signed up yet. They might have went away for the Labor Day weekend and wanted to watch the first couple weeks. How about this? It's called My Super 7, $77. 7 games on Saturday. They're already up and available, $77. And I'm so sure I'm going to win on Saturday. If I don't win on Saturday, you'll get the next 2 days, Sunday and Monday, on me. So how do you get involved and always check me out and see all my free videos on other big games in college and pro football? ParamountSports.com or 800-400-9741.
That's Lee Sterling, one of the best in the business. Lee, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thanks, guys.